This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A drug-stricken home turned violent and took the life of Sylvie Yoakum. The McDonough County girl was only 5 years old. Now, 10 years later, Sylvie's family gathered in Macomb with friends and community members to celebrate her life. Tri-State's Public Radio's Brianna Descaray talked with Sylvie's grandparents and discovered what she was like and how her memory remains.
Sylvie Yoakum was a joyful child with a smile that caught everyone's attention. Just like most little girls, Sylvie loved to sing and dance.
She would even sing her sentences to you. Like, you know, you'd say, "What would you like for supper?" And she would say, "I want cottage cheese." And, you know, she was silly and fun.
That is Joanne Churchill, Sylvie's grandmother. She says there was something special about Sylvie, and the family wanted to honor her memory. They held an event called Sylvie's Ride to raise money for the Western Illinois Regional Council and its programs that help children who are victims of domestic abuse.
Well, let's ride!
Motorcyclists from all over got together to ride through a few towns, making stops along the way. Once the ride was done, there was a silent auction with donated baskets to raise money for WIRC. They had free food for all the riders, and anyone who didn't ride was asked to make a donation. Both of Sylvie's grandmothers say Sylvie's favorite thing to do was dance. She would stand in front of the fireplace glass to watch herself twirl and dance.
I had armchair covers, and she'd take those armchair covers and use them as her dancing scarves, you know, when she danced.
That is Kathy Yoakum, Sylvie's step-grandmother. She says if there was one thing everybody noticed about Sylvie, it was her radiant smile. I'm Brianna Descaray, Tri-State's Public Radio News.